There's only one thing worse than immigrants who defy the law. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The next immigrant protest is May 1st, a one-day strike. No work, no school, no shopping. In response, some conservative groups have declared it Buy America Day, and they plan to actually buy extra stuff. And here we go again. Somebody's going to leave the dinner table in a huff. But it got me thinking. Suppose, for the next protest, instead of defying the law, all the undocumented immigrants in this country rigorously obeyed the law. Suppose 11 million illegals simply decided on the same day to turn themselves in. 11 million people lining up at the immigration office. And moreover, instead of encouraging friends to come north, suppose they started telling friends to stay put. In other words, suppose they built a voluntary wall. But Dave, I can hear Latino saying, but Dave, that's a pretty risky strategy. Well, yes it is, but risky to whom? You see, in Seattle last week, 17 Latino house painters were fired for attending the April protest. And I expected the next day to see a line of non-Latinos with birth certificates in one hand and paintbrushes in the other. But instead, we read today that the boss decided it was all a misunderstanding and rehired all 17 despite their murky legal status. Plus, he's giving them May 1st off. What that tells me is that if today's illegals simply turned themselves in en masse, and sent the word to their friends to stop coming, in other words, did exactly what their critics wanted, Congress would not only change the law, it would set up a bus line. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.